Welcome to the DOC, Dose of Courage podcast, where courage crusaders from across the globe come and get what they need to become bolder, more confident, and courageous enough to be who God has called them to be, do what God has called them to do, and take possession of everything God said they could have. I'm your host, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. Let's go. This episode is brought to you by the Courage Mastermind. It's my 12-week group coaching program. I believe many of us have the tools to build the life of our dreams, but lack the confidence to actually follow through. What would you do with bolder faith? Faith that compelled you to take action on the things you've been praying for. How would your life change if you were more confident? So confident that you no longer allowed your doubts about yourself or fear of making mistakes to keep you from answering the call on your life. How would you impact the world for the kingdom if you were courageous enough to be who God has called you to be, do what God has called you to do, and take possession of everything He said you could have? Ready to do the work and find out? Schedule a call with me today. Go to www.couragemolina.org. What's up, y'all? So excited to be here with you. Listen, if you are a first-time listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. Go ahead and subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. You will love it. Go back and get caught up so that you are equipped with everything everybody else is equipped with in the community. No man or woman left behind, okay? If you have been with me for a minute, rocking with me for a while, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for making this podcast a success. Thank you guys for those of you who are donating to the ministry, because that helps with the production of the podcast. And so listen, sincerely, sincerely, could not do this without you. So thank you. I appreciate you. If you haven't had a chance to review the podcast on iTunes, go ahead and do that now. If you haven't had a chance to give me a 5-star rating, go ahead and do that now. Ratings and reviews are so important in the podcast world. It is how they are ranked, and it's how and the higher the ranking really just means that more people can find out about the podcast. And that's what we want to do. We want everybody that we know, love, even some people we might not be friends with, to get this good stuff so they can be who God has called them to be on this planet. You understand? So I appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing. Keep up the good work. Y'all are really helping me to spread this word. All right. So let's get into this. So let me ask y'all a question. Have you ever like learned something or found something out and it kind of like changed everything? And you ain't never been the same since you found this thing out, right? Maybe it's when you were a kid, you thought something was true and then you found out and you were like, man, that's so crazy. Completely blew your mind. Let me give you an example. There, a few years ago, probably more than a few years ago now, I had a surgery, and my recovery time was 6 weeks. And so I was basically home for 6 weeks doing nothing but watching one Netflix documentary after the other. And I don't know how I got caught up, but I started watching all these documentaries about like food and meat and all that stuff. And so I loved milk. Okay. Like I drank it in a cup. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, what do you want to drink? Do you want juice? I'm like, no, I'm really in the mood for some milk. Milk with ice. I loved cereal for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or snacks. Like I just loved milk. I had stopped drinking whole milk, but I was down to like 2%, 1% skim milk. I would take any of those, however I could get it, right? Absolutely love milk. Then I watched this dang on documentary. And in this documentary, they are talking about cows and how the beef industry works. And they, you kind of have this picture in your mind, or at least I did. I kind of had this picture in my mind of how my milk got to me, right? Like, not that I really ever thought about it, but I did kind of have a picture in my mind. And I still kind of imagined a farm and people working on a farm, kind of. But that's not how it's done. So the milk is done by machine. The cows are milked by a machine. There are machines out there. And so they have lesions, sores, open sores. And I watched this video and they zoomed in on this sore and then pus fell. Oh, I know I just grossed y'all out, but I need y'all to be here with me. It dropped down into the vat of milk. They slowed it down. They zoomed in. Never the same. Then they went on to talk about how much pus is in the milk in the USA. Never the same. I cannot drink a glass of milk. And I ain't drank a glass of milk since then. I thought I was over it. I tried to maybe like a few weeks later. And I was like, I just couldn't do it. Now, what's crazy about that is that I still eat cheese. And I'm actually fine with things that are made with milk. But it is something about that liquid and that visual. I will never be the same. Okay? Never be the same. I don't know if you've experienced that, right? So I never like was on a farm. I didn't see it, but I learned about it through a documentary and that was enough for me, child. There are other things in my life. I've always, like you kind of know when you get older that life is fragile and you know that, you know, our time on this planet is limited. But when my cousin was diagnosed with cancer and he passed away, and he was 34 when he passed. We were only 2 years apart. He had me by 2 years. When he passed away, understanding the frailty of life, like I understood that at a whole nother level. And so I've never been the same. I will never look at life the way I did before I experienced that loss. So it's not something I read about. It is something that I experience. And that's just how it is, right? Some things we learn by experience, others by acquiring knowledge, and both have the potential to change us. There are three things in particular that I've learned that have had the greatest impact on me. They have changed my life, they've changed everything, and I will never be the same. I learned who God is, who I am, and who the enemy is. And I'm talking real identity, not somebody's secondhand opinion about who God is or what somebody told me or who I even thought I was or what people said. Like, no, like real identity. I learned those three things and it has completely changed my life. I'll never be the same. When you know who God is, understanding that God is the creator of everything, that God is the one who actually said, let there be light. And then light, when it previously did not exist, started. When you understand that God predates, I don't even know if I can use that word, time, right? There was no concept of time before God created it. He created day and night, and then the clock began. But he was there first, understanding that everything I see was created by God, or somebody used what God created to create something new. So still, he's the originator. It could not have been created without him. That is a huge deal, right? Like understanding that type of creative power. When you know that God is a way maker, that he will make a way where you previously saw no way, whether you've learned that through your life experience. Think back to a time where you were in a panic, you were stressed out, you were consumed with worry, you didn't know how you were gonna make it, you didn't know if they were gonna make it, you didn't know how it was gonna turn out, you couldn't even see a way, and somehow you're still standing today. You've experienced God as a way maker. And if you haven't experienced God as a waymaker, first of all, I'm going to say that it's probably your focus is a little off. You might be giving credit to the wrong people in the sense that we've all been through something and God has always made a way, even when we couldn't see his hand in it, right? But God is the one who had the children of Israel cross over on dry land. There was no way for them to get from where they were to where they were going. Pharaoh and his men were behind them. They were standing, staring at the Red Sea, a million strong, a million plus strong, trying to figure out how they were going to get everything and everyone across. And God made a way in the sea. He made a highway in the sea. He made water in the desert. He is creative, right? And his love for us is reckless. The word of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus loved us so much that he laid down his life for us while we were still enemies to him. Now, I have three children, and I feel like those are the only three people on the planet that I would probably lay down my life for if I'm like me and I like choose to. I mean, if I got caught up in the moment, maybe, but choose to say, okay, this is the plan. Okay, fine. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take it. Somebody I don't know that well, probably not. An enemy? Absolutely not. No. It's a different type of love that he would lay down his life, send his only son to. What good thing then would he keep from us? Understanding that God's love is reckless, that he would leave the 99 to come and find the one. Realizing that God is king of the fight, which means there's a battle and he will get in that battle with you. And he is the undefeated heavyweight champion. All he does is win. King of the fight. Somebody else might be good. There might be a fight. There might be a scuffle. You might get a couple bruises. You might need stitches, but at the end, you're going to be the one standing because your God is king of the fight. That God is the light in a dark place. If you are in a dark place in your mind, in your heart, in your marriage, in your finances, inviting God, and God is the light. He lights up all the dark places of our mind, of our heart. When fear comes in, it shuts out the lights, because fear will have you in a dark place. Depression will have you in a dark place. God is the light in the darkness. Understanding that he has never been beaten, understanding that he is for you, that he is with you. When I learned that, it changed. It really changed how I saw God, right? Because I heard about him. We're talking about secondhand information, somebody else's opinion. Yes, I went to church, but I hadn't experienced it, right? We talked about two ways that you could really learn something, experiencing it and acquiring knowledge. I experienced it in some ways, right? But it wasn't until, honestly, I started acquiring the knowledge of God by spending time in his word, that I could see him and see where he had been all throughout my life. Yes, I've been to church. I grew up going to church. But there was something about spending time in the word for myself that opened my eyes so that I could experience God in a new way. Really got to know who he was. And that changed everything. I'll never be the same since I realized who God is. Never be the same since I learned about God. I will never be the same. And I get it. For some of you, you feel like, okay, you already knew who God is. Like, I know who God is already, girl. I don't need you telling me that. I get that. But that's God, and he's up there. I had a friend. I used to have a friend, and she would say, I mean, I believe in God, but he's up there, and I got to take care of me down here. You know, she believed that God existed, but she felt like he was so separated from her, that that was him and his power. But that just goes to show that you don't know who you are. If you know who God is, right? Like, okay, check that off the list. Do you know who you are, right? You are a child of God. He's not just up there and separated from you. You are a child of God. Think about that. Parent-child relationship means you can go to him for anything. It means that there isn't anything he wouldn't do for you. He is not limited by broken relationships, how his parents raised him. I know some of you listening may not have great relationships with your parents. Maybe you didn't have a great relationship with your father. Maybe you had no relationship with your father. But what your parents did or didn't do for you, they are limited by their own abilities, experience, brokenness, the level of their healing. They're limited. God knows no limits. He is limitless. His resources, his power, and his love for you knows no bound. You are loved by God. It is an active love. It is not this feeling, this warm and fuzzy, oh, I kind of like her, oh, I kind of like him. No, it is an active love. It is one that calls him to protect, to provide, to make ways, to cover, to bless, to anoint, to understand that you are chosen, that he picked you specifically as an individual, not a collective. He picked everybody that's listening, right? While that is true, understand that he didn't pick the group. He picked you as an individual, and then we became a group. He didn't say, oh, I'll take Lot A. He said, I'll take Trina. I'll take Rebecca. I'll take Jerome. I'll take Michael. I'll take Courage. I'll take Robbie. I'll take Talia. He called you by name. Do you understand that? Like, oh, I'll take Nicole. Let me get Jonathan. Chose you, picked you. The word talks about how he knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knows the number of hairs on your head. Now, that's a lot of stuff, and I just feel like that's not that important, how many hairs you have on your head. But that speaks to how loved you are as an individual. It speaks to how important you are as an individual to God. Right? You are his special possession, which means he's going to protect you. You are whole because you have Christ, because we are one with God. You don't need a man. You don't need a woman. You don't need a job. You don't need a job title to make you whole. You don't need man's validation to make you whole. You don't need to be in a marriage. You don't need kids to be whole. Do you understand? You are whole. You are one with the Spirit of God, which makes you powerful. Jesus was talking about all the things that he'd done. They were marveling at the miracles. And he was like, oh, y'all are impressed with this? All these things I have done, you will do and more and greater. That means that you have power. When you understand who God is and who you are in relation to God, who you are in Christ, oh, baby, that changes your posture. It changes how you walk in the room. It changes what you believe you can accomplish. It changes what you go after. It changes how you bounce back. It changes your resourcefulness, your persistence. Because I know who I am and I know whose I am. And I know who God is. So you don't want no smoke with me. I ain't worried. There's no competition. I know there's no competition because I know who God is, and he knows me by name, and he has a purpose and a plan for my individual life. There's no shortage of blessings. He's not working on inventory. Well, whoever get here the fastest, it's a first come, first serve basis. No. He's got it for you. He's got a purpose for you. He gifted you with talents so that you could do the purpose, live out the purpose that he has for your life. There's a calling on your life. And when you understand who you are and whose you are, that, listen, you'll never be the same. You will never be the same. But this is the thing. Sometimes difficulty comes. There's a struggle. There's a fight. There's fear. There's doubt. There's a failure, right? Something didn't work out. Okay, Courage, that's great. But I ain't always winning out here. There are things that didn't work out that I feel like I'm under attack. Well, you might be under attack because there's a very real enemy out there. But when you understand who he is, you'll never be the same. See, I know I ain't truly trying to get a devil no shine. I ain't trying to get Satan no shine. I ain't trying to feature him. But you need to know your enemy. I think that's one of the things in the art of war. You got to know your enemy. Let me tell you about your enemy. He's a liar. Anything that is said about you, to you, that does not line up with the word of God, with what God says about you, is a lie. Period. His native tongue is lying. Anytime he opened his mouth, He is telling a lie. Even when it sounds like the truth, there's a lie put in it. He's persistent-ish, though. He is kind of, he low-key persistent. But the word of God said, if you rebuke the devil, resist him, and he will flee from you. I learned another thing about him. It really stuck with me, that he is like a lion. Like a lion. But he ain't a lion, though. Right? That sounds like so big, like, oh, he's king. No, he's like a lion. He does things like a lion, but he ain't a lion. You have to understand who your enemy is. And you have to understand that he is weaker than you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is Christ. God is greater above all things, including your enemy. He is bigger than your problems. He is bigger than even your biggest dream. What does that mean? Right? Like, what does it mean to know who you are, to know who, if you really got who you are and you really understood who God is, you would realize that you are a weapon in the hand of God. And we don't miss. When you are the weapon in the hand of God, ain't no missing. I'm going to hit the target every time. Yes, I might go through some difficult times. Yes, I might have some pain, but we ain't gonna miss. We ain't gonna lose. I am to be feared. You are to be feared. God said that if you would obey him, right? If you would stay in his will, that he would separate you from other people so much so that other nations would fear you. I am to be feared. What am I scared of them for? I got God with me. And if God is with us, who then can be against us? If God is for us, who gonna check us, boo? The problem is, like, you don't feel it though, right? You don't always feel this way. And I can say I don't always feel this way. I don't always feel as bold and as confident and courageous as I feel right now. Why not? Well, it's kind of sad, actually. That's kind of sad, because what happens is we're kind of foolish, right? Where we are reminded of this, you're being reminded of this right now. This is probably not the first time you heard it. If it is, praise God. Now your mind is open. Now you can see. Now you know you'll never be the same. But we hear this and we're reminded of it, and then we walk away from the podcast. Podcast ends. Sermon ends. My time in the Bible ends. And then I go out into the world, and something happens, and all of a sudden I forget who I am. I get into a difficult situation and all of a sudden I forget who God is. My marriage starts falling apart and all of a sudden, you know, God isn't great enough to, you know, change the heart of my spouse, right? I'm in a financial bind and all of a sudden God's resources are short. He's unable to provide. That's what we think in our mind. That's how we respond. We respond like those things are true. Like, oh my goodness, the God who has everything is suddenly, no, that's not fact. That's not fact. Okay, that's not how it is. But we forget. Oh, how quickly we forget. You know, part, it's like you don't know yourself. You don't know God. And we spend so much time with the enemy. We spend so much time receiving messages from him about how life is, about how life should be. Anything that contradicts the word of God is like the enemy. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Oh, you have to have da da da. You can't do that. Listen, ma'am, I don't do things according to the world standards, right? I don't. I did an episode a few episodes back. It's titled "You Decide." If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that. Where I'm basically explaining, like, we have to decide: am I going to go according to who I am and who God is, and how the kingdom works, or am I going to listen to the wisdom of the world, the logic, the reasoning of the world? Because if I'm going to listen to the logic and the reasoning of the world, even when it contradicts the word of God, then I should expect the same outcome. You should expect worldly results. I don't want worldly results, okay? I want miraculous. Yes, that miraculous. I want miraculous heavenly results. I don't want the world results. I don't want to be like, oh, I worked hard. And so this is, no, I want to work hard, fine. But I want my return. I want the harvest to be 100-fold. Can I get an amen, somebody? If I want those types of results, then I need to lean into doing things the way the kingdom says, right? Remember who I am. Remember who God is. Sometimes we forget and we spend so much time with the enemy. So what's the solution? I hate to give y'all a problem, right? What's the solution? If you still really don't understand who you are, who God is, and have an understanding of how weak the enemy is, you need a reminder. You know, we're not that smart. We like sheep. You know, you can't get to know you outside of God. And you can't get to know God outside the Bible. The Word of God says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. It refers to Jesus as the Word made flesh. And if you dedicate your time, you know, dedicate some time to getting that down, like deep in your soul, in your spirit, it will change everything. And you will never be the same. I want to be clear here. You know, yes, salvation saves, but it does not change you. It does not transform your life. It changes where you will spend an eternity. Salvation saves. It is your relationship with Christ that transforms your life. It is your relationship with Christ that helps you to see who you are, whose you are. It is your relationship with Christ. It is the relationship, that intimate relationship, individual relationship with God that changes everything. That is the thing that will ensure that you will never be the same. It's the relationship. It ain't the religion. It ain't the church every Sunday. People are going to church every Sunday and ain't got nary a relationship. Nary. I don't have, just because I go to the movies every weekend does not mean I have a relationship with the folks on the screen. No. Just because I'm binge watching Netflix and I'm spending a lot of time watching the show does not mean I know this person. We have no relationship, friends. None. Okay? Relationship is in spending intimate time where I am sharing and I am listening back and forth. Salvation saves y'all, but relationships transform your life. If you got to know who you were and got your true identity, which I talk about in my book, Power Principles, Courageous Living, How I Overcame Depression and Took Back My Life, available on Amazon, autographed copies available on the website, couragemolina.org. Listen, first thing I talk about is the power of identity. And I can't talk about the power of identity without talking about God. You have to know who God is to really understand who you are. Power principle number one is you are who God says you are. How do you know who God says you are if you're not spending time in the Word? Knowing who you are and knowing who God is and having an understanding that your enemy does not have the power he act like he got, that'll change everything. You will never be the same. I pray that this has blessed you mightily. If it has, go ahead and share this episode with 5 of your favorite people. Just hit the little link, share, copy link, send it. Share it on social media. When you share it on social media, be sure to tag me at Courage Molina. You know, I'm at Courage Molina on Facebook, Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how this episode has blessed you. All right, listen. Until next time, y'all. This is your girl, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader. Be strong and very courageous. Love y'all.